This podcast is a 3D audio production, so watch out as sounds may seem to come from beside you or behind you. For the best listening experience, please use headphones.
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Louis Scarcella was the greatest homicide detective of his generation.
I am the protector of these people. I am the guardian that they need.
Derek Hamilton was the best jailhouse lawyer of his.
And the lawyer was my girlfriend. It was all I had.
What happens when a group of convicted felons take on the cop who put them away?
We gotta attack Scarcella.
Come and get me.
Listen to new episodes of The Burden on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Cloak Club, it's me again, Marco Palmieri, producer of Realm's Orphan Black, The Next Chapter. Thanks for listening, and I hope you're enjoying these behind-the-scenes looks at Season 2 as much as I am. This week, we wanted to share with you a sneak peek at a special bonus episode. One of the benefits of subscribing to Realm Plus on Apple Podcasts is special access to full bonus episodes like this one, along with ad-free listening and early access to other Realm shows. We hope you enjoy this sneak peek of a recent Instagram Live with Orphan Black fan and lead writer on the next chapter, Malka Older, giving more behind-the-scenes insights into the making of the show.
Hi, Malka.
Hey, how are you?
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk. For anybody joining who doesn't know, we're talking about Orphan Black, the next chapter, which is the official podcast continuation of the show. And a couple weeks ago, we had Marco, who's the producer, and then we had Christian, who stars in Season 2, back as Donnie. And so now we have Malka here, one of the writers. So it's so great to have you.
It's great to be here, and it's always awesome to connect with Clone Club.
Yeah, that was actually one question I had was before you started working on Orphan Black, the next chapter, were you already an Orphan Black fan? Like, what was your kind of relationship in the beginning?
I was a huge fan. I loved the TV show, and that's why when Realm came to me and asked me if I would be interested in working on a continuation, I was just so excited about it.
And you were on both Season 1 and Season 2, correct?
That's right.
What was the process like from when you started, you know, whenever Realm talked to you about joining the project, where did it go from there? What was the process like?
So they came to me and they wanted to talk first about designing a pitch for what this season could look like. And they had already a couple of parameters based on talking with the studio about what they want. So we knew it was going to be a while after the end of the TV show, which I was actually really happy about because the TV show has such a great ending and conclusion. And so, you know, I didn't want to jump right on the end of that. But at the same time, you know, having that space let us look at where the clones were, you know, years later, let us look at where some of the younger clones and also Kira, you know, how they were growing up and what that was like, and just gave us a lot of room to sort of explore how things were going later on. So we looked at how we could do that and what we were interested in going into, that we could go into more depth or go in different directions from the show. And yeah, it's just been such a fun process, working with the other writers, working with the producers. It's been really great. And of course, the actors, let me not forget how amazing it is to be working with those actors.
also, like, as you mentioned, like, interacting with Clone Club, and Clone Club is, like, very passionate. Is that, do you feel like, do you feel like there's more pressure on you because how passionate Clone Club is, like, rather than other projects you've worked on?
You know, I can see the potential for that. And I remember now when I think about it, like, being a little nervous about the first season coming out. But everyone has been so supportive and so excited and happy to see the series. And I know that everyone would love to see it on TV again. And honestly, of course, I would too. But I think everyone's really appreciated what we have with this. And honestly, like, there are obviously a lot of constraints into doing a whole TV show, especially one with the technical difficulties of Orphan Black, that doing it as a podcast or radio play kind of allows us to go in a few different directions. And, you know, it's not as enormous an effort and time suck for the actors. And it just, it lets us do more stuff that, you know, I think television right now would be just really, really difficult. So I'm really glad that we get to continue it this way. And yeah, the Clone Club has been incredibly supportive. And I just want to give a big shout out to todos los fans latinoamericanos y de España, porque veo muchísimos tweets en español y también en portugués. And I'm really so happy to see this. And I know, like, I'm the one who wrote Come Mierda into that first episode. And I was so glad to see the appreciation for that and for having a Cuban-American, culturally Cuban-American clone. So I appreciate seeing all the fans from all of the Latinx world and the Lusophone world. It's just really great.
Yeah, there's, like, the fan base is so international. Like, it's amazing to see that, like, a show could, I mean, and the show's from Canada, but, like, the show that a show could, like, touch so many different people speaking different languages from all over the world, and, like, everyone finds something to, like, grab onto.
Yeah. I mean, I see lots and lots of other fans from other parts of the world too. I've seen Turkish and Thai and just all over, but because I speak Spanish and can read Portuguese, I see those tweets a lot. And so I wanted to give a special shout out.
Yeah. And you can actually read them. I unfortunately have to do, like, translate tweet, and I'm like, wow, this is really sweet. I had to translate it to read it. So for working on, like, you worked on season one and season two, I'm sure season two might've been a little different writer's process because of the pandemic, but what was the, like, did you guys have, like, a writer's room? Like, what, how did you end up, like, and breaking out, like, who does what scripts and all that kind of stuff?
So it was a little bit different. It wasn't too different because we, typically with Realm, what we used to do was just have one writer's sort of weekend at the beginning. And then after that, we'd be mostly remote anyway. So we just put that writer's weekend remote, and it was a little different. We did have to kind of chop it up a little because you can't do an entire weekend on Zoom the same way you can if you're, like, in a room with a bunch of snacks and people taking notes occasionally, right? And whiteboards and lots and lots and lots of index cards. So it was a little different, but not too much, because, like I said, for the other ones, you know, for the first episode and the other Realm shows that I've worked on, we basically got together for a weekend. It was very intense. But after that, we had a general sort of season overview and also had divided up the episodes amongst the different writers. So after that, it was more kind of supporting each other through the process, talking about new ideas that came up for the season or for the plot as we went, and then bouncing our episodes off each other. And, you know, I think the fun thing about Orphan Black is that all of us who are working on it just love the show so much, and we all love the characters so much. So, you know, when you're writing an episode that has Allison and Donnie in it, right? And then you send it out to everyone, and everyone's like, oh yes, this is perfect. You know, it's so on brand for them. And then what if we did this? Oh, you know what? I bet Allison would say this. And then, you know, you brainstorm, like, what the fan club nickname for Donnie is going to be. And we did a lot of this sort of back and forth. And with the show, because the characters are so great, like, it was a lot of fun to go through that.
It's always a treat to hear one of the writers talking about Orphan Black, the next chapter. Hear the full conversation, plus get other benefits like ad-free listening when you join Realm Plus on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for listening, Clone Club.